All right, so in your novel, what psychological conflicts drive the characters or the plot? So in my novel, the main psychological conflict that drives the plot is the internal conflict within Paul. After he witnessed death, he realized the hardships of war and that it's not at all as it was portrayed to him by his elders.
In my book, he is fighting with his own doubts, anger, betrayal, and confusion as the terror of the Nazi concentration camps destroys his belief in God. Another significant inner conflict of Ellie's is his alternating shame and then remorse for his father's declining health and stamina as the toll of malnutrition wears on. He says, "If only I were relieved of this responsibility, I could use all my strength to fight for my own survival, to take care of only of myself." Instantly, he felt ashamed of himself forever.
Bruno had internal conflict because he was very frustrated with the fact that he could not adventure or he didn't have any friends. He was very isolated, and as for Bruno's mother, she didn't get a good feeling about living near the, like, so close to the concentration camps either, and she didn't even know what was exactly going on until later in the book.
My character, Werner, he also had an internal conflict because he had to go to a Hitler youth training camp, and, like, one part for their training that had to jump off, like, a really high platform. And when the other guys were, like, jumping off of it, like, one person broke their leg, another one, like, bitch, like, he couldn't do it when he got to the platform. So when Werner was on the, like, I don't know, platform, whatever, he had to land onto some, like, outstretched fabric that was held by the other guys, and he, like, just jumped, and that was a conflict for him. And Marie, the French girl, she had to adapt to the world when she became blind. And her father, he would, like, let her out onto the neighborhood, and, like, he would just follow her around, and she would have to get home by herself without the help of her father. And that was also, like, a conflict for her.
My character, internal conflict, is, like, he wonders every night if his family is okay and alive, his mom and sisters. And seeing his family and the things that Auschwitz had marked him forever.
What significant symbols are going to have a psychological effect on the characters in the story? So in my book, there's this guy named Franz, and he's Paul's friend who's injured and is probably gonna die. And his boots have a significant psychological effect because everyone knows that Franz is going to die, and another one of their friends, Muller, wants Franz's boots when he dies, but when he asks him for the boots, Franz doesn't think he'll die, so he refuses to give him the boots. So it has, like, a psychological effect on the characters.
My book name, Night, can be a significant symbol because the worst things that happen to Ellie occur at night, and it can mean depression and stress. Also, silence represents the fate of the Jews, their powerlessness, and the absence of God.
Okay, a big symbol for the boy in the shirt pajamas is the fence dividing the Jews in the concentration camp and obviously the Nazis and the German people. So I think for Bruno especially, him being, like, not being able to cross the fence into the concentration camp, and vice versa with his friend Schmoll not being able to go over to the other side, it played a large psychological effect on Bruno because he then realized that there was that divide, and that definitely took a toll on, like, him being friends with Schmoll.
In my book, the radio for Werner, that was an important symbol because by fixing the radio that he found in some sort of, like, alleyway, he kind of separated himself from the other children in the orphanage, and he becomes talented in being a self-made technician, and he finds himself being apart from Hans and Herbert, who were, like, two boys who went to a Hitler youth, and they were like influenced by the Nazis, and they were like cursing out the Germans and doing like immature, like improper things that teenagers shouldn't find themselves doing. And that's like one of the greater symbols in the book.
I think an important symbol in my book Night is the train. When Nelly gets into a train, he leaves everything behind, his house, his family, his culture, and where he used to live, and his normal life, to live a life of tragedy and horror.
Okay. Are there any prominent words in the piece that could have different or hidden meanings? Could there be any subconscious reason for the author using these problem words? So in my novel, there aren't really any specific words, but food is like talked about a lot, and it like almost on every page. And I think it's constantly mentioned that there's either not enough food or the food is very bad. And I think maybe the author subconsciously included this because he was also in the war, and that was probably like an experience that he had where there was like often like not enough food, or it was always like very bad.
My book, God would be a prominent word because they believe in God because they think God will help them, but God never helped them. They just bear with it and just got tortured there.
Okay, a prominent word in my book is when Bruno asked Gretel what the name Outwith means, she said, "Out with the people who lived here before us, I expect." On one hand, this is further evidence of how oblivious the kids are about what's going on around them. But on the other hand, it's a pretty poignant statement about what's going on around them. Even if Gretel doesn't intend it as such. The concentration camp, the Nazis are killing the Jews, trying to get them out of the world. So while the name of Bruno and Gretel's new home is technically Auschwitz, out with me speaks pretty aptly to about what's being done there, right?
In my book, one of the more like problem words for Werner's side is when his sister Judah said that he's going to become like Hans and Herbert, can't pronounce that name, if he goes to one of the Hitler youth camps, because they were like violent teenagers, and Judah, the sister, she doesn't want Werner to become like that. And when Werner does join the camps, then the Germans, they give out like lengthy forms that the children have to fill out, saying like how, like, your parents, who are they, like, what part German are they, are they like anything else, and like also their grandparents, they ask about their grandparents. And basically this shows us how the Germans are also looking for Jews upon like the children and upon themselves also. So, and since Werner's like an orphan, he can't really answer them.
In my book, an important word that he said is mekotata, that it means rest in peace in Hebrew. And it's important because in that time, Ellie says that people couldn't even say that word to them, to other people, because it was prohibited. So they just sing it out loud to the people that died. So yeah.
What are some situations in the novel that challenge the superego or the morality of a character? So the situation with Franz's boots really challenges the character's morality, because although everyone knows that Franz is most likely gonna die, he doesn't believe so. So like it puts them in a very like awkward situation, because they know that if he dies and doesn't give him his boots, then they'll just go to someone else, and like to someone that he doesn't even know or isn't like friends with. So it really challenges their morality.
My book, Ellie's morality is to believe in God and like being religious, but a superego like is not believing in God and felt betrayal from God.
Okay, so the commandments, Bruno's dad, his wife, definitely the book challenged her morals because at the beginning of the book, she understood that the concentration camps were work camps and that's all that was happening. They were put in there to create labor, but what she didn't realize is later on in the book, they were actually killing them in the gas chambers. And when she found out that that was the case, her attitude towards the whole war completely changed and roles reversed, and she believed it was very wrong. So I think her morals were really challenged there, and she definitely lost like her point of view to the war. So
In my book, since Marie and her father had to escape Paris because of the Germans, Marie's father, he had to quit his job at the museum, and he had to carry either a real diamond or a fake diamond, and he had the mindset of maybe selling it to a pawn shop for money since they were escaping their home and they didn't really have anything. Or he was thinking about keeping the diamond because he promised to the professor that gave him the diamond to treat it as it was the real thing. And that's another important piece because his morality of either selling it for money and taking care of his daughter was challenged.
When they were asleep, a German soldier started hitting his father on the head because he was sick and he was making noise at night. So he heard his father crying for help and calling his name, but he didn't do anything. He stayed quiet, so that impacted him a lot.
What kind of effect has the id had on the decision-making of the characters so far in the novel? So I noticed that the id has a bigger role in this novel because the characters are in a life or death situation. So I think they'll do a lot of things to survive and they rely on their id to do so. So the id has a more prevalent role in the novel.
As I said before, Ellie think he doesn't want to take responsibility of his father and he just want to take care of only him. So it makes him not caring about his parents. Mm-hmm.
So I believe the id for Bruno was that he just wanted friendship because he was so isolated. So for him, he couldn't really understand why he couldn't be friends with this kid, and he didn't really see the difference between him and himself. So when he saw his friend Schmoll, he saw just a person and a friend and a kid. So for him, that was kind of the main drive to what happened throughout the whole book.
In my book, Werner, since he joined the youth, Hitler's youth camp, it was because that was his only way out of being forced to work in the mines where his father died when he comes to age. And he really didn't want to go work in the mines because he has a traumatic experience from there because his father died there, and then they were left at the orphanage him and Judah. So he thought that another way that he could take care of his sister was to join the youth camps instead of the mines because he also didn't want to die. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think Alice, it is helping him get through everything and survive the concentration camps.
What kind of psychological effect does the glorification of war have on the characters? So in my novel, that's a very prevalent subject. And almost everyone in Paul's group, or all of his friends, has had adults in their community convince them that war is great and that it's great to die for your country. But all of them have had these expectations of war proven wrong, and that it's actually a completely different thing.
In my book, death, destruction, and the pure evil of the not just make Ellie and the old Jews feel powerlessness?
The propaganda definitely helped in this war, making it easy for the young children to understand it and telling all the Germans that this is exactly what needs to be done to have a better life. So that's what they look forward to, and that's what kept them driving to do what they were doing. They take war and make you believe that it is all for glory and your own beliefs in the country, so anyone going against that is not what they want to have around, I guess.
Well, since Werner goes to the camp and trains to become an elite German soldier, his time there, it is like highly glorified because the people there keep on saying what a privilege it is and like how it's going, like he's going to become one of the best people there or whatever. And when Werner gets accepted into the camp, the entire neighborhood, like they come to see him in the orphanage to congratulate him because they were like proud and astonished that an orphan could be accepted into such an elite camp.
I think that from a Jewish perspective, it's shocking to see that the Germans are doing really horrific things to them, and nobody says anything, nobody helps them, and they're just alone by their own.
Mm-hmm. All right.